You are listening to John Gerica on SFM.
The United Nations Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution calling for Israel to be held accountable for possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip. Israel dismissed it as a, quote, distorted text. Let's find out more with our next guest, Thembisa Fakude, Senior Research Fellow at the Africa-Asia Dialogues. Thembisa, good evening. Thanks very much. Good to chat to you again. Israel's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva accused it, the council now, of long abandoning the Israeli people and long defended Hamas. What do you make of this motion by the council today?
Well, it's a very important one. But again, we have to ask ourselves, where is the confidence suddenly coming from? But it's an important position that they've taken. And I think it kind of indicates the weakening position of Israel. Now that you have the United Nations taking such position, we had Joe Biden basically giving Israel an ultimatum today. So signs are that the government of Benjamin Netanyahu is on its way towards collapse, and I think that's why you suddenly have all of these institutions, which have been dragging their feet, by the way, for the past 6 months, taking these bold decisions and positions.
Is Israel doing anything about it?
There's nothing they can do about it. I mean, Israel has basically violated every basic resolution that has so far been passed by both United Nations Security Council and General Assembly. They are not listening to their biggest backers and supporters, United States. So they really don't care at the moment, and I don't think they'll do anything about it. They'll continue digging in their heels. And it's because of Benjamin Netanyahu's position. He knows that after this, it's bad news for him, given that thousands of people continue to protest in the streets of Tel Aviv and other cities in Israel. So he will do whatever it takes to kick the can down the road as long as possible.
So this is almost, he will continue this war, as you say, for as long as possible, irrespective of the damage it's causing, just so that he can't get into trouble. He doesn't get face the headmasters.
100%. And we see now what he's trying to do. It's gone on to target Iranians. He went and bombed the consulate of Iran in Syria. That's basic violation of international law, and it does this because he expects some sort of retaliation from Iran. And if Iran does retaliate, this will spread to other parts of the Middle East. But at the same time, he is likely to gain support from the Americans. And that's what he hopes to do, to expand his war so that he can stay in power as much as he can. But it's interesting that the Americans have taken the position against him very clear now that they want this war to stop.
Yeah, there has been a change there. Just how important, let's take the other side, Thembisa, and the Israel's argument that they're saying now that Israel has no right to protect its people. Hamas has every right to murder and torture innocent Israelis. Is that a fair argument?
It's not a fair argument. It would have been fair if there were 800 to 2,000 Palestinians killed. But if you look at the destruction of property, if you look at the number of people that have been killed, 16,000 children, the number of journalists that have been killed, 133 journalists have been killed, the number of aid workers that have been killed, latest attack on aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. So there's no justification anymore. You can't explain your right to defend yourself given the... Yes, of course, we have to condemn Hamas. What Hamas has done was wrong. It was cruel and must not be condoned. But the retaliation and the response of Israel... I mean, I asked one of the gentlemen who come from Israel some couple of days ago that what will you do if the... there's a school, Israeli school, full of Israeli children, and you suspect that there are some terrorists inside the school. Will you flatten that school with the children inside, or will you go in and, you know, try and get the terrorists out? Yeah. But that's not what Israel has done. Israel has suspected in whether in hospitals or schools in Gaza that there were terrorists. And instead of them going in and cleansing these institutions or social institutions from terrorists, they flattened and killed everyone inside.
I think,
in fact, they went to an extent of calling everyone a terrorist.
I think what's important here is this rights council, that they've going to be held accountable, the words, held accountable for possible war crimes. So there will be investigations. Israel, if they are innocent, can say, well, okay, bring in, come, let's see. We haven't committed any war crimes, but it seems as if they're protesting a little too much here.
Yeah, well, the protests are now quite loud. And I think because of Israelis themselves protesting against Benjamin Netanyahu, he is now feeling the pressure and the political pressure from the United States, because I think the Americans have made it very clear. And they did so because the latest poll suggests that most Democrats in the United States are against this war. And I think the reason why you see Joe Biden taking the position that he's taken is because he understands that he's likely to lose support come November this year when the elections take place.
Tembisa Fakude, thank you very much. Senior Research Fellow at the Africa-Asia Dialogue.